Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, January 24th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Milton Babb, the director of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Birthdays: actor Ernest Borgnine, born on this day in 1917. John Belushi, born this day in 1949. How about a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger, come on. Everybody got a cheeseburger. One cheeseburger, come on. Cheeseburger. I want a cheeseburger. It's too early for a cheeseburger.
It's too early for a cheeseburger? Look. Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger,
cheeseburger. Hey, what do you want? What are you going to have?
I'll have a cheeseburger.
What cheeseburger?
No more cheeseburger.
No more cheeseburger.
Neil Diamond is 73 today, still lost between two shores.
Well, I'm New York City born and raised, but nowadays I'm lost between two shores. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am myself.
On this day in history, in 1935, the first canned beer goes on sale, Kruger's Finest, in Richmond, Virginia. Canned beer still has its fervent proponents. From the AmeriCan Canned Beer Festival.
A can is an amazing vessel for beer. This little can lets in 10% as much oxygen as a bottle does, or is canned, is put together with 10% as much oxygen. Therefore, you get no oxidation, you get no off flavors. It doesn't let in any sunlight, so you get no skunking.
Hate that skunking. Number one on the charts, 1973, Stevie Wonder and Superstition.
13-month-old baby.
On the KETR events calendar, today is the deadline to sign up for the City of Commerce bus trip to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo on Friday, February 7th. The bus fare is $20, and the admission to the stock show is $5 for seniors and $10 for others. The pickup location is the Commerce Farmers Market. For more information, call 903-886-1125. 903-886-1125. Or see events at KETR.org. Today's the deadline to sign up for the bus trip to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, Friday, February 7th. Our thought for the day, most missed opportunity because it shows up in overalls. Looks a lot like work. Thank you, Thomas Alva Edison.
Our guest in the cafe this morning is Milton Babb, the director of the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I saw something I know was good news for you in the newspaper here a few days ago, an agreement between the city and the chamber on funding for what you do. And so I presume you're glad to have that behind you.
Yes, we think we're on a good path now to continue the work that we've been doing. And so, you know, just a little bump in the road, and I think we're good to go.
All right, good. Well, I was looking just in terms of events, and a lot going on lately and going forward here with the Municipal Auditorium in downtown Greenville. One weekend in particular coming up is just, it's an amazingly busy weekend. January 30th was the first thing I was thinking about, that Thursday night where you have an event.
Yes. You know, we have the Greenville Entertainment Series. They present several programs throughout the year. And this particular one, I've not heard this group, but they're called the Locust Street Taxi. It's a four-piece band, and I hear they're very good. Following up the very next night is the symphony. Mm. It's a wonderful thing to have in our community, one of the very few to have the Dallas Symphony as a regular somebody to appear regularly in their town. Wonderful for a community our size.
Now, the Dallas Symphony, just to put that in perspective, they don't go and play in every town of 25,000 people or so, do they?
Just ours.
Right.
they may make trips even around the world for a one-time gig, but nowhere else do they come on a regular basis except for Greenville. So we're lucky to have that as an asset.
Well, what's the story behind that? Do you know the history of that? Because they've done it for a very long time.
I know a vague history of it in that Harris Morgan, a local attorney, was very interested in the arts, and he persuaded Mr. F.L. Young, was putting together a foundation. He had accumulated a pretty good amount of wealth, and he was a doctor and an investor. And so he wanted to see the arts promoted, and they created this foundation. That's what helped bring the Symphony Series to Greenville.
Yeah. So that is Friday night, January 31st, and then there's another event on the Saturday night.
Then right on top of that, Saturday is In the Mood. A lot of people still relate to that 40s swing music. It was a magic era in music. And so this group, I think that will be another group of people that will be attracted to our auditorium. Mm-hmm. So
it's a big year for the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, isn't it?
It is. We're going to be having the 75th anniversary. Will be celebrated this year of the opening of the auditorium. And fortunately, that will also coincide with the opening of the Texan Theater, reopening, following a massive renovation. And so there are going to be some joint sort of celebrations between the two. All those details are not out yet, but there'll be a significant event that will people be able to enjoy both venues.
Now, should have mentioned, but Loretta Lynn is coming to play in downtown Greenville.
February the 28th. And this is, be highly anticipated show. We've had big names, but I think Loretta Lynn probably holds a special place in a lot of people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking forward to that. Those are on sale now. You can go to Showtime at thegma.com and people can go ahead and purchase those tickets. So
lest anyone wonder, she's still going strong.
Yes. I've watched a little bit of a YouTube from a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and still quite an impressive lady. So she'll be doing her favorites, and I'm sure maybe a few new things. So
right. Now, we're talking with Milton Babb with the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Coming up later this year, the new Splash Kingdom Water Park is going to be built, and I know there's a lot of excitement about that, but that'll be up and running this summer.
Right? I'll give you a little update on this. Well, they hope to have a groundbreaking soon, but they're not waiting on the groundbreaking. The rides and the things, are made out of fiberglass, I suppose, and those are in production now. Mm. So by the time they have the groundbreaking, much of that will even be finished and, will be transported in. It'll actually come together very quickly. They're predicting the first few days of June, they'll be open. And I want to give your listeners an idea of what this can mean to our area, Greenville, but Commerce and all of Hunt County. The months that they'll be open, and they anticipate being open from Memorial Day through Labor Day, they will bring 80,000 visitors per month to that water park. Now, that's good for them. That's a chance for them to make money. But think of the opportunity that the rest of us have. We have visitors coming to our community who will want to eat out, who will want to see what else we have to offer. And, a natural fit, I think, of right here in Commerce is the Planetarium, the Northeast Texas Children's Museum. These same people coming to Splash Kingdom could be interested in those attractions as well as other things we have in Greenville's downtown. They may want to go to an aerial lake.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much.
Milton Babb with the Greenville Convention and Visitors Bureau. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.